the Gimel Maral, the three lines down. Toshma Shammai Omer. So Shammai says, Afilu Etzem Echod Min Hashidra Min Hagagalus. So like you had before, that Shammai himself says that even if it's one bone, if it adds up to be a roiva, it's enough to be have a din of tumma. So Shammai has in himself two chidushim. One is etzem echod, and he says clearly min hashedra or min hagogalus. So the chachamim which argue, assuming they don't argue so far, so they agree that the din of shedra or gogalus, they just argue on the din of etzem echod. So the din over here was the shadow that if a rabbat summons would be enough, right? So a rabbat summons from the shedra or gogalus would be enough. Shammai says even one bone. And they're saying, no, you need a Rebbe Kavod Tzomus. But the Rebbe Kavod Tzomus from the Shedra Gugavos would be Metame. Mor says, no, the same conversation as before. Shani Shammai Demach Mertfei. That Shammai is so Machmir, so included in his being Machmir is even at some echod, and the Chum which argue might hold that even a Rebat Samas from the Shidra Dugavis is not Tomei. So Mor says, okay, if so, Lifshit Mino, time of the Shami, the Machmer, Hol Rabbanan Adika Chatzi Kavat Samas. Mor says, no, we can't prove one way or the other from Shammai to the Rabbanan. Okay. So the problem which we had last time is Shammai is talking about the halacha of Tumah. And the way Tosha said, the more shallow here is a shallow in regards to taglachas. So how are you proving anything from the dinim of tumah to the dinim of taglachas? So let's see. So the rush asked the kasha, and see what he says. So let's see the rush. Toshma, shami armor afilu etzem echad min a shedra or min a gagalus. So the Chum hold that Rebbe Tzomis is Tomei, and Shammai says even one bone. Because the Lav Hachi, if you're not going to say that, they hold even a Rebbe Tzomis is not Tomei. Come a flag to the Plugtayu Tuva. You're widening the Machloikis. They hold even Rebbe Tzomis is not, and he holds not even is Rebbe Tzomis Tomei, but even one bone is Tomei. Mishani Shami Shani Shami the Machmer, or Bon Loy the Memelcha Chatzi Kav. Okay, Tema. Says Ross Hestakasha. Hechi boy the Mipshit, the Taglachas Nozer, Mehach the Shammai, the Masisin, Linyan Tumas Oil. The Shammai's. The Mishnah of Shammai is discussing Tumas Soil, and we're discussing a Shaila in regards to Taglachas, and what's the right from one to the other? In Rambam Chama Shaila in general, the Shidu Gagar is Chamiri Mirav Binyanoi Virav Minyanoi. By taglachas, by rav binyano, rav binyano, we say you need a chatzikav of rav binyano or chatzikav of rav binyano for taglachas. So why is he contemplating that shidduch gerlus is more chomer and even roiva is good enough? Like, where does the shala come from? The shidduch gerlus evorim gedolim heim after sheyesh behem gam ken kol kachot samas kamar roiv binyanoi. Rav Minyanoi. I'm not sure what the Rush means with that line of where do you get Rav Minyanoi in the Shidduch and Gogolus? In other words, he seems to be assuming in his question the fact that Shidduch and Gogolus are Tomei. And there's a large quantity of bones. Don't argue the reason why I know shidduch gerlus are more chomer, because you see that even though it's a small amount of bones, it's not roiv binyan or roiv minyan. Still, it's tamei. You see chomer in shidduch and gerlus. So maybe this chomer is also true. It says not true. They are large evorim which have a significant amount of bones in them. And therefore, they're similar to Rav Minyanoi or Rav Binyanoi. But that they're more chomer, I don't see them as more chomer. So why is Rav Merchama contemplating that they have the chomer that even a Rav is enough, whereas by Rav Minyanoi and Rav Binyanoi, you need a chatzikah? So that's the way the Rosh is asking the Kash. Therefore, he said like this, Menira. The Bayit Rav Merchama, this Shiloh Rav Merchama really is representing the previous Shiloh. Taya Bahati boil on the hill. Ishidra Begagarlis Tanan or Shidra Oygagarlis Tanan. This Shaila depends on the earlier Shaila. Is it both or either one? The Shidra Garlis is talking by himself, each one is talking by itself, or only together? Okay. How so? The Pshitla de Rabbi Chama, Ishidra Begagarlis Tanan, if it's only two together, then okay, the boy chatzikav to holochemiri. Shidduch gerlus is a large amount of bones. It's equivalent to roiv binyan or roiv binyan. It's just like roiv minyan and roiv binyan. Taglachas needs a chatzikav, so shidduch gerlus also needs a chatzikav. Why am I contemplating that the shidduch gerlus is more chomer? Because on the possibility that it's either shidduch or gerlus, that's much smaller, and still it's tamei, so we're being more machmer by shidduch and gerlus than by everything else. So maybe even roiv kav is enough. If he shidduch or gerlus tanan, shidulei dal roiv mehem megaleach kibin the chamiri. So once that's true that it's either shidduch or gerlus, then logic dictates to Rav Merchama that we're dealing with it in a whole other layer than the shear for taglachas is the roivika. That's given. His shaila is it shidduch and gerlus, or is it shidduch or gerlus? That's his shaila. He goofa coming by later Rav Merchama shidduch or gerlus tanan or not. And therefore, it should a girl who doesn't make a lechel raiva, came in the chamiri, or Dilma should a big girl who's not a little chamiri, boy chatzikav. Okay. So, Zuck, now getting back to his question, so what's your right from Shammai? Maisi, Hashem, Maisi, Shaper, me, Masnis, and the oilers, which again, this discussion over here is Taglathas. And Shammai is discussing Tumah. And that was his first kasha. So what do you bring a right from Tumah to Taglachas? But the root of the shaila is it shidra vigo garlis or shidra oigarlis? And that shaila really is a shaila both here and in oilis. Because both places it has the same nusuch. And which one does it mean? And once you push it what it means in one, you push it what it means in the other. So now, when Shammai this says, even one etzem, of the shidra or the gugarlis, so I know shidra o gugarlis to not. Hashem says, Shabbat Mesis and Doyle Lister, Mishamai Metamu Betzim Echon, Mina Hashidra Oy Mina Gugarlis. Chalder Bona Metamu Beshidra Oy Gugarlis, Alma Chamiri. So now the Raya is, once you say that's the Shaila is rooted in that Shaila, then Shammai is very clear. Shammai says Oshidra Ogogarlus. So the Rabbanan don't argue on that point. They just argue on Etzem Echad or multiple Atzamas. So Mora says, no, Shammai is very Machmer. Maybe even according to Shammai, it's Shidra, either Shidra or Gogarlus. But according to the Rabbanan, it's only with Shidra and Gogarlus. So Mora says, listen, we know time of the Shammai the Machmer. Rabbanan Adika Chatzikav Atzamas. Kamar Harabbanan Boy Shidra Vigogarlus, thing in Tumma. The taglachas no zanami boy chatzikav. The chum will need shidra and gurlus. That's the makom of chumra. And once that's true, then you need a chatzikav for taglachas. Okay. Fine. Okay. Something more. End of that shiloh. Amar Rebbe Eliezer. This is Skenim Harishonim. There was a machlokes in the earlier Chachamim. Ahayamrim Chatzi Kava Thomas, the Chatzi Lugdam. The call Rebat Samas Burvis Dam Loy the call. Do we deal with all dinim of Tuma, all potential applications of the issue of Tuma by Truma, by Kodshim, by Meister Sheni? So we find that we find differences. A person's tamei tumas nevela, so he's also the maaser sheni, he's also the truma, he's also the kachim, can't go to the mikdash, etc. He's tovel, he's a tuyam, he's mutar maaser sheni, can't be truma or kachim yet. Shkias achama, the tzeitzik achavim, he can eat truma, kachim, certain tumas he has the mechuzah kapori, he has to wait till the next day. So there's different. We're mach with different levels of gabi tuma. Pashas, in regards to what iser, what generates the iser, how much tuma generates iser, and it's also everything that we're not differentiating. The person touches the etzim kasar of the mace, he's tuma for everything. When you remove it, there's different stages of the removal. In regards to becoming tummy to start with, it's always the same. So this Bryce is saying not like that. That a roiva kav, a roiva atzamas of a roiva kav of atzamas, which the Mishnah says is tummy, or a vias dam, which the Mishnah says is tummy, that's only for kodesh. But for truma, you need a chatzi kav. So Chatzikav will create a tumah for everything. Let's say, for such an argument, right? That's going to be applied to for Truma, for Kachim. He can't bring the Karban Pesach. He knows his Megaleach. But Revat Sam is a and Revias Dam. It's not said for all things. Mesasin Hayomim Af Rebbe Atzamas Reis Dam Lekol Bezin Shalach Reim Amru Chatzi Kav Atzamas Chatzi Lug Dam Lekol Rebbe Atzamas Reis Dam Lechuma Vekachim Avaloy Lenozer Vekachim Pesach. So they said it is. There isn't in Tuma regards to Truma and Kachim, but a Noz does not make a lech like our Mishnah says until there's a Chatzikav. In regards to a person who became Tomei, he would not be Mechuyiv to be Nitzel to Pesach Sheni if he only was mile on a Revi Yisdam or a Rav Kavat Tzomas. Okay. Okay.
Well, I understand that. What does he do? I mean, so he doesn't have either Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni?
He's nim on the carbon. If a person's nim on the Pesach Rishon, even if he ends up not eating it, he's not chayv karas.
Uh huh.
He has mitzvah nim on the Pesach Rishon, and he has mitzvah say to eat the carbon. So he's mevatel mitzvah say that doesn't affect his. He's not nitzke pesach sheni. If we're about them, it's the same eating the korban. As long as he's really nimna on the pesach rishon, so we're good on that. Okay.
So I'm still confused. So if a person became tamei with rova tzamos, he could still become nimna. Afterwards.
I guess so. I'm assuming the case he was nimna and became tamei, so he's not nitzke. What could it be nimna afterwards? Also, probably.
And so, if it's chatzi, God, then even if he had been nimna before,
so he's nitzka the Pesach Sheni, right? Okay, so one second, am I saying this right? So we said we remember chatzik kavet, some chatzik took down the chol. I'm sorry. Let's go back. The first opinion is Kedem Rishonim. We said we remember chatzik kavet, some chatzik took down the chol. Everything requires a chatzik. Shuma kachim oisa pesach noser. And Rebbe Tzamos Revius Dam loyla kol means it's not tomei for anything. And they said no, that the shear is roiva and revius for everything, including Pesach and Nozer. The Bezer Shalach Reim came along and said that in regards to Truman Kodshim, the opinion of revius dam is right. In regards to Pesach and Nozer, the opinion of Chatzikav is right. So Bezen Shalach Reim said the Chatzik Kavat Tzamos Chatzik Ludam Lekol. Rebbe Tzamos Revius Dam, not for everything, but the Truma Kachim of Beloy the Nosos Oseh Pesach. Something more Michti. So now, the last time we had this was in Masechtas. It was in Pesachim, end of the first parak. So. When you have a machloikas like that, and then you have a third opinion, so we have sometimes we say that the third opinion, if he's swinging to one of the sides, so he's a hachra. But if he's picking and choosing, it's not a hachra. It's an opinion. The same, but in regards to that a you have a machlokes in A and B, and comes C and says A is right. So we say that has a machlokes between Tana A and Tana B, and then the next generation comes along and says, you know what, we sat and we were nimra gomra that A is right in the machlokes. So that's a set of a valid hakra in halacha. We have two opinions, and they discussed the merits of the two opinions, and they decided that to be Mechriya, the yeshiva got together and discussed it, and decided that A is right. So that's a binding hakra and halacha. when you present the Ashlishi, it's like a whole new opinion. Nobody before said this, so the third Hachroa is not considered the third opinion is a new opinion. It's not a Hachroa in Halacha that it's binding. It's A says this, B says that, and C says that. Okay, but it's not a. So more refers to what's called Hachroa Shlishis. With the Hachroa is by presenting a whole new opinion. That's not a binding opinion.
I understand. It's like Nimnu V'Gomer. Why isn't that binding?
It's a whole new opinion.
Okay, say it, but you know, so what's not for me now? You know, whether it's they sided with one, where they've come up with a new.
So now it's a third opinion. We have to discuss its merit. In regards to if A says this and B says that, we say, let's discuss the merits of A and B. We decide A is right. Okay, so we decide A is right. So that was a decision in the Machlokes. We decided something. If you come up with a whole new pshat, so let's start over again. Let's go back and hear the arguments of A, the arguments of B, and the arguments of Z. We haven't paskined the shaila, because there's still opinion A and B out there. So you happen to, I hold C, you're very nice. So now let's get all three of you together and discuss all the possibilities and we'll figure it out. But, you know, when we're presenting the arguments of A and B, we discuss the merits of arguments of A and B, that's what we've done. We've decided on the merits of argument A and B. And so, you know what, if you're not A and B, I have a third idea. Okay, very nice, but you haven't decided about A and B yet. That's the moral holds. That's called Hachroa Shlishis. So that's a general rule. I'm not sure what the kash is. Okay. Senior Rabbi Eliezer is saying that has a certain finality to it. If the opinion A wasn't nachas of the div, they're arguing was the masara chatzikav or revikav. That's their argument. That we should differentiate it. They never discuss the possibility of differentiating. Comes along the third opinion says, you know what? Maybe the masara was both. And let's make a difference. A and B never discuss the possibility of difference. I don't know what their opinion is of difference. So why not differentiate? Why you gotta differentiate? I don't know where that came from. Right? And number three is presenting a whole new argument, which if A and B had discussed it, they might agree, disagree. We'll have to hear why they feel it's valid, not a valid, etc. So the seems to present it as if the letter Bezin came up with X. Like, why is that important? It sounds like it's binding. It's not binding. So, I guess it's the Morris Kasha, but I'm not clear about that. What the Bezin Shalchreim said was that they had a Masura. It wasn't that they made a Hachroa of their own. What they said was that they have a Masura, Mipi Kagiz Chayim Malachi, back to Kagiz Chayim Malachi, that we differentiate, and that's why it's a Hachroa. They're saying that the argument back that they have a Masura going back to that. So that's their argument, and that's why it's relevant. Zakter Rosh Chati Kav Atzom is a Chati Lugdam Lekol Pershachol Dover Bein and Shir Gadol Afle Chumah Bekotchim. The same way we say in regards to Nazir, the shear is a chatzi kav. So for dini tuma, I truma kachim ma'aser sheni, also to chatzi kav. But the shear is that ain't a matama boil a mace who plig yamas seasoned oilers. So this opinion that Reb Eliezer is presenting disagrees with the Mishnah Arulus. It says the shear tuma is a roiva kav. It's the same way that regards to those of the shear is a chatzikav, regards to tumah of the shear is a chatzikav. So, you know, remember about Thomas Revius Damako, that the same way regards to tumah of the shear is a Revius and a Raiva, regards to those of the shear is a Revius and a Raiva. So the second opinion doesn't accept the Mishnah over here. The third opinion says that the Gabi Tuma, like the Mishnah says, an oilist, it's a Reva Kav, it's Revius Dam. In regards to Taglachas, it's a Chatzi Kav, and it's a Chatzi Revius. Mithi Enakros Shlishi Machras. My time of the Bezin Shalach Reim, perish my time of the Masnissen, which really is going to end up asking that the Mishnah that we have, the Mishnah over here, which says by Nazir, it's a Chatzi Kav, and by the Mishnah over there, it says by Tuma, it's a Revius Kav, it's a Reva Kav. So, where does that come from? The Mor says it comes from they have a Masara from Chalak and Zachar Malach.
Even one bone.
Okay. I have my time. You have my shno? Okay. Okay. So the Mishnah said, "Alelu tumas anozim megaleach." On these, and at the end of the Mishnah says, "Alelu anozim megaleach." So it's stressing specifically these. Okay. So the more alelo duration the mutei etzem kisera damagova maso in val ahiloi loy. So we're stressing the etzem kisera. There's no din of oil, which Mishnah says that, but the Mishnah is saying dafka elu. So the Mishnah says Aleilu, and then the Mishnah says, and what do I mean? I mean, there's no din oil by etzim kisser. But val elu de seifa lemuti evan hasachuchis. Okay, so. The next Mishnah in the Dalam and Aleph, the Mishnah says that there's no dinosim megaleach. And the first thing it says, "Avol astochas apros beis apras eretzam megalo defek revius dam," etc., etc., etc. Al elu enosim megaleach. So. The Mishnah, the Reisha is saying only these, and like the Rosh points out, and it's a case of Tony Vahar Mefarish. So it said only these. Now, what do you mean to exclude? You mean to exclude the following cases. So that's. So. Now, we have in the Girsan Argamor is Evan Askochis. So it's interesting. The Mishnah's case is Abel Haschochis Apros. There's no dinner Nozim Galeah. The Mor says, what does that mean? The Dalam Beis. Bailhan of Skochus, which this is actually
Gimel on the
Nadal on the days. Bailhan of Skochus, Elon Hamesach al Oritz. Skochus is, the Mishnah is two cases, Skochus and Pros. So Skochus is Elon Hamesach al Oritz. It's a tree which is spreading out its leaves over the ground. And the branches are not, it's not a dense tree which would create a valid oil minerice. So the leaves are not pesach tefach, there's gaps between the leaves, but it's creating a shade on the ground. The nozer goes under that together with tumah. We say, well, he's in the same oil with the tumah. It's not really minerice, a valid oil with the tumah. So Zakti Mishnah, the nozer namagaleach on that. Mishnah oil says that schachus creates tumah. Our Mishnah is saying, but that's not on a deraisa level. That it's a din of taglachas. Pros is hayotzis min hageder. You have a wall, and there are some pieces of stone built in the wall which extend out from the wall. They're not. I'm not sure if that was by design or they're just by the size of the rocks, whatever. It is. So some of them are sticking out. So those will act as potentially as an oil. So if you have a situation of that there was tumah under one of those extensions, and we don't know which one, and a person walked under one of them, so maybe he walked under the same one as the one where there was tumah. So it's a safek tumah. If it's being mesach, if it's extending out over the road, we have a rule: sava tumah shezraim is tor. So, Sabak Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tor. So, if it's extending out over the road, this is the wall which blocks from the person's property out into the road, and there's Tumah there, so Sabak Tumah would be Tor. So Mishnah says that's Tomei. Mirabonon, they were goes to Tumah, and now we're saying, but not regards to Taglachas. So that's the case of Evan. The first case is the case of a tree, the second case is a case of the stones of the wall. Here we say Evan, back here in our Gemara. Gemara says, it's the Mutei Evan Haschuchis. So if it means that case of that Mishnah later on, so it's sort of like merge the two cases together. The case of the Mesach, the Skochus, is the case of a tree. The case of the Pros is the case of a stone. So it sort of merge the two cases together. So the Rosh brings a second shot. It's talking about we'll see in the Rosh. What time is it? Let's just quick do the Rosh over here. Evan Skochus, Hano Skochus approves the Sefer, the Tony Nami Vadim Farish. The same thing. The Mishnah says, our Mishnah says, Elu to exclude. What do you mean to exclude? The Mishnah next explains what's excluded.
Where's this in the Rosh?
I have it in brackets, and we don't have it. V'yesh v'forshim even as chachos, even shesoichin. So the lashon of it's visible, it's transparent. V'royin bo k'moish tzuchis. It's like the glass. So I don't know what those rules are. If you have a transparent stone, there's no din of oil. I'm not sure. I don't know what to do with that. It sounds like you're saying if it's a stone that you can see through, it's not maybe a tumah, it doesn't act as an oil. So maybe that's why it's a bracket. It wasn't there in one version of the Rush. Okay, let's hold it here.